This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas school officials today will ask the city council to encourage more mixed-income housing. The district believes doing so would help create economically diverse schools that could boost student performance. A 2012 report from the Pew Research Center measured economic segregation. Dallas had the third widest divide between rich and poor neighborhoods. Baylor University in Waco says it won't allow guns on campus when the state's campus carry law goes into effect August 1st. Private universities were given the choice to opt out when the law passed last year. SMU in Dallas and TCU in Fort Worth also opted out. A Pulitzer Prize-winning classical composer with North Texas ties died Monday. KERA's Jerome Weeks says Stephen Stuckey was celebrated as a conductor, teacher, author, and composer.
What is precious is never to forget. That's the finale of August 4th, 1964, by Stephen Stuckey. Stuckey was raised in Abilene, Texas, and attended Baylor University before going to Cornell in New York. He eventually became the chair of the music department there. The Dallas Symphony commissioned August 4th from Stuckey after he'd won the Pulitzer in 2005. August 4th is an oratorio. That's a large-scale vocal and orchestral drama, like an opera, but without elaborate sets. August 4th follows Lyndon Johnson on the day he faced the two crises that shaped his presidency. The bodies of three civil rights workers were found in Mississippi. Outrage over their murders helped Johnson pass the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And North Vietnamese boats allegedly attacked U.S. ships. That incident led to Johnson's massive escalation of the Vietnam War. In 2008, Stuckey attended the Dallas Symphony's premiere of August 4th at the Meyerson, rather than the New York premiere that same night of his piece, Rhapsodies for Orchestra. The DSO's recording of August 4th was nominated for a Grammy for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. Stuckey died Monday from brain cancer. He was 66. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Now to breakthroughs and what may be the holy grail in healthcare, finding a way to cut costs and improve patient health. Researchers at UT Southwestern Medical Center and Parkland Hospital say they found a way to do both. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports.
Warren J. Smith III didn't want to lose his leg. He'd had it for more than four decades, but an infection just kept coming back. It all started in 2009 with a motorcycle accident. Since then, he'd had dozens of operations, round after round of antibiotics. He'd spent countless days in a hospital bed, isolated in sterile rooms.
Where you had to put on plastic gowns, gloves. I mean, it's like the kid in the plastic bubble. Remember that movie? I'm showing my age now.
At 49, out of his job in sales, Smith ended up at Parkland Hospital. He was told that if he wanted to keep his left leg, he'd need to complete another course of IV antibiotics through a port in his arm. For patients with health insurance, this usually means a minor surgery, then daily visits from a home health nurse to give the medicine. For uninsured folks like Smith, it means being stuck in the hospital for weeks, sometimes a month, or going to a place like a nursing home. An experimental program at Parkland tried a third option, sending patients like Smith home with the tools to treat themselves.
Those are my gloves. This is the little saline.
For a month, every night at 7 o'clock, Smith would open his fridge, grab a plastic bag with antibiotics, then clean and connect it to a small plastic tube coming out of a vein in his arm, right below his bicep. To get the medicine to drip in, he rigged together an IV pole.
I would have, like, a hanger.
Smith would take that metal hanger with the IV bag and hook it on a lamp, a picture frame above his desk, even above the stove so he could cook. He didn't have to be in the hospital, and he felt free.
Having the IVs and administering at home gave me that self-confidence of that I'm still somewhat in control.
What's incredible isn't that he did this without any infections or bleeding or allergic reactions. It's that other uninsured Parkland Hospital patients were doing it as well, nearly 1,000 of them. And Dr. Kavita Bhavan says they were wildly successful.
And not only do they do it well, But they've done it better in our study when we looked at the controls who went home with some home health services, you know, with a nurse coming out to the home, or were getting this in a long-term care facility.
Bhavan, who led the research, says there is a safety net built in, weekly checkups and a 24-hour hotline. Still, the results of the 4-year study, just published in the journal PLOS Medicine, challenge traditional ideas about what patients are capable of.
Most physicians will tell you we didn't think that could be done.
Dr. Donald Poretz, an infectious disease physician in Virginia, isn't involved in the Texas research, but is impressed. He points out some educated, insured patients have been using IVs at home for decades. This group of patients was different. Many were far below the poverty line. Some were even homeless.
So this was unique, and it proved that it was just as efficacious whether you had insurance, didn't have insurance, spoke English, or didn't speak English. If you were adequately taught, you could do it.
To teach patients, a group of nurses, doctors, and social care workers distilled the education to a fourth grade literacy level. They did bedside training with a photo-packed manual and used technology. They put a QR code on every bag of antibiotics that links to a YouTube video in English and Spanish for easy access. By letting patients go home and care for themselves, Parkland estimates in 2015 alone, the program helped it save more than $7 million. It also freed up 6,000 hospital bed days for patients who have emergencies like heart attacks.
Hang it back up here on the cabinet. Right.
Warren J. Smith III successfully completed his treatment, but an infection came back, and surgeons had to amputate his left leg. Still, he finds solace in the fact that he tried everything he could. In the process, he learned about his own body and took control of his own care.
For me, and what I try to tell other people, you know, you have to be willing to try. And if you don't, if you're just going to sit there and feel sorry, it's not going to get any better. And so for me, that was the attitude I took.
Smith and Dr. Bhavan agree it's possible for more uninsured people to get better faster at home, so long as doctors collaborate with patients instead of just treat them. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Sunny skies with a high of 72 today. It's 47 in Dallas, 43 in Fort Worth.